Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, friends. It's your podcast for Friday, May 20th, 2022. As we do every Friday, we're going to step into the judgment zone. Some new music from Harry Styles, Carrie Underwood, M. Byhold, and Diana Ross. Kennedy's Impossible parody today was a doozy. Dan and Annie had me clap back at the Soft Boys. We find out what everybody's doing for the weekend. And as always, we start off with the Good Vibe Tribe. Enjoy. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Carson out today. He's just going to officiate a wedding. It's really no big deal.
It's only 1,000 degrees in Charlotte.
It must be hot as hell.
It's going to be hot as hell here, y'all.
I know.
It's a good day to be in a sport coat and slacks.
He goes, I'm wearing linen. I was like, okay.
All right, so let's talk about some sports, shall we?
I would love to, Kennedy.
So, Boston took on the Heat last night, tying the Eastern Conference Finals, a game apiece with a 127-102 win. Dan, what are we going to hear today?
We're going to hear Marcus Smart being amazing.
All right.
Smart kicks his way out. Jaylen Brown gets a good look from three and nails it.
That's some pass by Marcus Smart.
That's one of the best passes I've seen in a while.
24 points, 12 assists, 9 rebounds in 40 minutes of action. That's good, yes?
We just love a comeback game. You got to bounce back, and they bounce back really well. They just come and they hit you in the mouth. And
they haven't
like,
lost
here.
2 games in a row all playoffs.
Which is unreal.
So, all right, when's the next game then?
Saturday.
All right.
Saturday. I am so tired today. These 8:30 games are killing me.
I know.
Well, at least they won because that makes everybody happy.
You know, that's Marcus Smart's playing on a sprained foot. I can play radio through the pain.
That's it. That's it. And the Red Sox had quite a day. Well, Trevor Story had one.
High fly ball. That is deep. Backing up Rodriguez. Turning now. She's gone. Trevor Story will touch them all.
Oh.
There's another drive. He sucked this one deep.
Ow.
And she is gone. Trevor Story has tied the game. And he's done it all by himself.
But wait.
1-2. High drive. He's done it again.
My name's Trevor, and I hit dingers.
I hit dingers.
3 homers, 4 hits, 7 RBIs to help the Red Sox rally from a 4-run deficit to beat the Mariners 12-6.
Go ahead.
They're my boys.
He's needed that. He had a tough start to the year. He's coming from Colorado, and the air's so thin, the ball moves a little different up there, so it's like an adjustment to play.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. But we love it when they win.
I know.
Love you, boys. And 1 week after officially setting the regular season schedule, the Patriots have their preseason schedule. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to.
All right, so versus the New York Giants Thursday, August 11th at Gillette.
I hate the Giants more than anybody. I'll never forget them ruining the undefeated season. A helmet catch by David Tyree.
Ruined Dan's life.
I almost got arrested that night.
See?
Carolina Panthers Friday, August 19th at Gillette, and then they'll be at the Las Vegas Raiders Friday, August 26th. So there you have it. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe, shall we?
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Patriots owner Robert Kraft was honored at Gillette Stadium last night for his humanitarian efforts, accepting the 2022 Ron Burton Humanitarian Award. He said, I can't tell you what an honor it is to be here tonight to receive the Ron Burton Humanitarian Award from the family. Ron was the first player ever drafted by the Patriots. He played for 6 years, but it was after he hung up his helmet that he made a big impact on the community, building the Ron Burton Training Village. That was born in 1985 out of Hubbardston, Massachusetts, in a mission to help young people achieve their goals.
pretty cool.
I just love what Robert Kraft does with his money. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Of course, he's done some things, but he just seems like a really good person.
He uses the plane to send supplies where they are needed. I just think, whatever you might think, there you have it.
I like seeing him courtside at the Celtics and his Air Force Ones.
With Meek Mill.
That's always fun, too. Amid a nationwide infant formula shortage, Benji Arislavsky, owner of Our Place Restaurants in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, started handing out free formula last week. He gets his supplies for his restaurants from U.S. Foods. He noticed they had it in stock, said he bought it, and just handed it out, which is pretty cool. After the racially motivated attack this past weekend in Buffalo, the Bills organization wanted to do more to show their support for the community. So on Wednesday, they headed to the Jefferson Avenue neighborhood to show their support, laying flowers at the victims' memorial and serving lunch up to 750 people. They also announced a $400,000 donation to the nonprofit organizations working on that response efforts.
The Bills are a good organization. They do stuff like that all the time.
It's nice.
And there's not a lot going on in Buffalo, so that's like the fab. Like that's their personality. They are Bills fans,
which I love. So, and you guys remember the movie Jaws back in the day?
Of course.
Da-dum.
So, in one of the scenes, there were two kids that had a little plastic shark fin, and they were trying to make everybody get scared about it. Well, Jonathan Searle was one of those people, and now he is the police chief of Oak Bluffs on Martha's Vineyard, where Jaws was filmed. Nope.
I remember watching that movie, my brother making me watch it, and then we jumped the Jaws bridge in the vineyard, and I was like, he's gonna come. He's gonna come. My brother's like, he's mechanical.
It's just the funnest story I've ever heard in my life.
I love that so much.
They do like screenings on the beach where people sit in tubes in the ocean and watch the movie.
That is just so great. Don't you feel? And the Good Vibe Tribe audio this morning is from like someone was doing a show and they were singing Sweet Caroline, and this little kid gets up on stage because he wants to sing, but the guy doesn't let him sing. So he pouts and runs away. So the guy chases him to get him to sing. If a kid wants to sing Sweet Caroline, you let the kid
just let
him.
There you have it. If something's not going your way, pout.
Pout.
And that's your Good Vibe Tribe.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, 617-931-1234. We'd love to know what you're up to for the weekend. Someone texted in earlier, yay, a break from the Friday free-for-all since Carson isn't here. Afraid not, kids.
Ooh.
About that. The meaning to talk to you.
So, Annie, because, you know.
Yes.
You have the plans that I think will trump everyone else's. What you up getting into this
week? You don't know what I'm doing.
You know you're right. Annie, you start. We'll see where we go from there.
So, as soon as the show's over, I am getting in the car and driving to Long Island to see some of my favorite Long Island people. not Long Island people, just Harry Styles. We are lucky enough to go to the one night only show tonight, the record release party for Harry's house. I cannot wait to be amongst the teeny boppers.
So it's you and three other girlies, and you're driving everybody.
I'm driving everybody.
Danielle from the afternoon show and a couple of gals
Angelica
who work behind the scenes here that make things happen.
Yep, I cleaned my car out yesterday, cleaned the trunk out so everyone would have some space. Hopefully they don't bring too many bags because I have to drive a Honda Accord.
Oh, you're the one driving everybody.
Yes.
Annie gets car sick, so she's the driver.
I have to drive.
Do they know that you like to leave places at 7 a.m. the next day?
I let everybody know. I got ahead of the story.
I'm same. Like, if we were going to leave in the morning,
sorry.
I'd be like, I can sleep in maybe till 6. I'll go downstairs and read a book for maybe
Absolutely.
An hour past that, but then we're going.
I give you till 8:30, but I'm an anxious girl. We got to be up and out. That's just how I am.
100%.
How long is the drive?
It's like four hours at least. So we'll see with traffic and stuff. Whatever. It's fine. It's for Harry. It'll be worth it.
I think you'll be fine.
It'll be absolutely worth it. I found out last night we're sitting on the floor.
Jeez.
I am shocked. I will be naming my firstborn after Steve Salhaney. There is no question about it. And depending on what time I get back tomorrow, I'd like to go to the beach. If not, if I don't make it tomorrow, Sunday morning, I am up bright and early, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I already said to Rob, we're out the house by 8 a.m. on Sunday. So we can go down to Rexham and get a spot.
Sounds
because
good.
I know that everyone and their mothers are going to be at the beach this weekend.
You're not wrong.
But I need my spot.
Yes.
I need my chair. I need my towel. I need my cooler. And I need you at least 10 feet away from me. And
what
that's just how
alive.
It is.
So when it's 95,
yes,
but the water is like 50.
I still go in. It doesn't bother me.
Are you the only one in?
No, I mean, I'm sure people will be
in
at Rexham. New
Englanders are people that this is the beach they're used to. This is what they do.
Even in the summer in the Cape, like Nauset Light Beach, the water hurts you.
Yeah.
But you just do it.
It's good for you. Vasodilation is good.
Salt water
cures everything.
Throwing
your big words around. I'll take it as disrespect.
That's what I do. From the 603, I'm going to Garth Brooks tonight.
Hey.
With my mom and fiance.
Oh, fantastic.
Also from the 603, bittersweet last day of work at my current job after 15 years.
Wow.
I am excited for the new adventure. But miss the whole office playing CBK every morning. Oh,
you're on a bigger and better thing.
15 years, though. That's incredible.
Dan, what you into this weekend, brother?
Not as much as Annie.
That's all right.
For sure.
It is a busy weekend for Annie.
Yeah.
Today is a complete wash. I stayed up very late and drank tons of Jameson watching the Celtics game.
Well, you don't look it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of practice.
Well played.
Bye, Z.
Just running on coffee and hope. So today is a total wash. I'm going home and I'm not getting out of bed till tomorrow.
I love that.
And then Saturday we have plans, Brittany and I, with my mother and then my aunt.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go into the North End.
You're going to eat.
Yes.
Yes.
Some place called Olive Garden. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Shut up.
Olive
Garden. No. Yeah, I think it's like Trattoria El Panino or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Delicious.
Yeah, I've never been there, but we're going to eat. She booked a table outside.
Very good.
I was like, babe, it's going to be 95.
It really is hot.
Like, I was like, maybe we just scooch on in.
Red sauce and the heat just doesn't do it for me.
Your boy is very pale.
Yes.
I'm not ready to be outside.
I mean, they might have umbrellas, which would be all right, but it's just going to be
You're going to get the chicken parm sweats anyways. You can't be dealing with the sun sweats.
Yeah, pasta in like the heat is a dangerous game.
No.
I'm an indoor guy until I get a base.
Yes.
There it is, Dan. I'm with you.
And then, I don't know, we're going to kind of tool around the North End for a little bit, maybe hit a pastry shop, and
then
it's just going to be so hot that I don't know how long I'm going to want to be outside
for. Yeah, no, I get it.
The pool is open at the house, though, so I'm probably going back.
Hey!
Yep.
We love
for our Kennedy Spotify playlist, class of 89.
Yes!
Hang out by the pool.
From the 781, I'm with Dan. Big words are a verbal attack. Getting my bike tuned up in Little League games. God bless you that are all sitting out at the Little League games this weekend.
Oh, I can't imagine.
And lacrosse games and all of that
There's
stuff.
There's not enough coverage in like a little tent in the
absolutely
world.
Absolutely not.
From the 774, found out I had COVID, so my plans are stuck in my room, avoiding everybody, and I don't have air conditioning. Well, let's remedy that.
Okay, so what you're going to do is order at least a fan on Amazon today, now.
Have somebody put that in for you. Let's go.
Oh, I forgot I'm getting an air conditioner this weekend.
Hey!
Perfect.
I definitely have to get someone to put the air conditioner from my basement into the window upstairs.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to New Hampshire.
You are?
Yep, my girlfriend is letting me stay at her little condo up there at Loon. That I stay at from here time to time.
Is that dog friendly or is Elvis hanging
out? Oh, yes. No, Elvis comes with. We usually go hiking down the basin.
He loves it.
And he loves it.
A little outdoor gal?
I was really hoping that, you know, in the mountains it would be cooler.
No.
It's going to be 90 degrees on Saturday.
Yep.
So hopefully get out of here by around noonish. You know, get up there, just do that. There's little restaurants I love to eat at there.
Yeah.
Go see the bears and scream for their freedom.
Of course.
At the trading post. I do it all every time.
Free
I go.
My guys.
Free the bears. Like they could, like there's anywhere else they could go and survive. But in any event, I'm excited just to kind of get out of town a little bit. I think we all kind of need a break every once in a while. Real quick from the 617, recovering from eye surgery. I have to lay flat on my back, so I'll be entertaining myself with many episodes of the Unfiltered After Show. Well, if you want that's on you.
How long do you have to lay flat on your back for? That'd be tough.
I remember when my dad
could do it.
My dad got LASIK. I remember him laying flat on his back and having like the bandages.
Carson got LASIK, and I had to put the eye drops in his eyes because he needed them once an hour. So during the show, I had to put them in his eyes. Back in the
day. Are a good woman.
We have been through it, Carson
sure
and I. We sure have.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup, gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Congratulations in order for Rihanna and A$AP Rocky, who welcomed their son into the world. Sources say he made his world debut on Friday, May 13th in Los Angeles. I thought she wanted to have him in Barbados.
I thought so, too, because her mother would be down there, and I think she wanted her around just, you know, in the first month or two, you need help.
Yeah.
Sure.
Especially your mama's help. But maybe it just didn't work out that
way.
Or
maybe our sources are just wrong,
like for,
which could be as well.
Maybe if something with traveling, too, with COVID. I mean, you're not supposed to fly when you're that pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did she not announce to like later in her pregnancy? Because I feel like we just found out she's pregnant a couple months
ago. She never announced anything. She just did a spread in People magazine where she was clearly pregnant.
She did. She did a photo shoot with, I can't remember the photographer's name, but a really close friend of hers. And that's when everyone was like, oh, okay.
I guess we're pregnant. Yeah, she was visibly showing, though, when she did that.
She didn't care about that baby bump at all.
My favorite
was, I put rhinestones on it.
She was spotted in Target holding up baby girl clothes. So she wanted to tip everyone off because she had a boy, which I'm like, She's playing chess. We're all playing checkers.
That is going to be a handsome, handsome child.
A gorgeous, gorgeous baby.
It's like genetically modified in a lab.
Honestly.
But one person who couldn't keep himself out of the story was Chris Brown. Shortly after the news broke, he took to his Instagram story to write congratulations with prayer hands, a heart, and a pregnant woman emoji. While he didn't name her, it is clear that that's what they're talking
about. Don't insert yourself into a story that you're not part of.
How about that?
It's like have some wherewithal, like, you know.
Just any kind of respect. Any sliver of decency.
People don't want you to comment about her.
Keep her name or her emojis out of your mouth.
Thank you.
Okay. Congratulations also in order for Ed Sheeran.
A secret baby.
Who knew?
Everybody having babies.
He announced on the social medias that he and his wife, Cherry, welcome their second child, another baby girl. He said, want to let you all know we've had another beautiful baby girl. There was a photo at the blanket and a pair of baby booties.
Cute.
We are so in love with her and over the moon to be a family of four. Their daughter, Lyra, turns two in September. And Harry Styles also has a new addition, but it's not what you think. It's his album, Harry's House. It was released at midnight. Have you already listened to everything?
It's basically his baby. It's a new baby.
He celebrated yesterday by performing a rainy concert in New York's Rockefeller Plaza for today. Interesting, back in February of 2020, before the world shut down, he was the last artist to perform for today.
So crazy.
Ahead of the COVID lockdowns. Excuse me. He performed six songs. Daylight, Boyfriends, Late Night Talking, and fan favorites Watermelon Sugar and Golden, and of course, As It Was. You know it's not the same as you were.
I love when he performs live. It's so much lower.
Well, it's early.
Well, no,
his
but
his voice is
but even when,
quite tired.
When we saw him at the Garden, he did that during Adore You. You know how that's such a high song? He did it lower, and I was like, wow, that's such a cool way to. It's just different. It's a nicer way to hear it, I think.
It's probably that his voice is trash, too.
Yeah, I can't imagine hitting falsetto for 2 hours.
Bless his heart. He also talked about how proud he is of this album.
It's the most free I've ever felt making music. It's the most proud of anything I've made, I've been. So, I'm really happy. It comes out at midnight, so I hope you enjoy it.
Fans were excited to see him perform. The concert broke today records with 50,000 fans requesting
wow.
fan passes for the show. And of course, as soon as the show is over today, Annie Dow, Danielle from the Afternoon Show, and a couple other amazing women that work here are hopping in Annie's car and they are driving to
Road
New York,
tripping.
Baby.
Honda Accord's going along, Guylands. I just can't wait to see his outfit because did you see the jumpsuit
really
he wore?
Cool. It's so David Bowie-esque. I love it.
He just shows up and shows up and shows out. And this is the one night only, so you know it's going to be something electric. Factor.
How are you feeling? What are your emotions?
I'm really excited. I'm like not excited for the car ride, but like whatever.
You guys love so fun though.
Right.
It's not like you're alone.
Right.
You know, you're going to have a good time driving.
Right. I'll get over it.
Are you going to listen to Harry Styles 4 straight hours?
Of course.
That's a lot.
There's nothing else that I needs to be done, Dan. But I just feel very lucky. I mean, it's like a record release party. It's just with, I don't know, 40,000 of your closest friends. But it's going to be so cool. Like what an awesome experience.
I know. I'm so excited for you. I can't remember the last time I was so excited about something.
I know.
I'm sure it was in the 80s at some point.
I think you should have a boa.
Yeah, he loves boas. Boas are itchy, though, and it's kind
of They really are.
I can't keep that on all night.
Well, we can't wait. On Monday, we'll hear all about this. Bring back us some audio and see how it all went.
Screaming tweens.
And yep.
Screaming 20-something-year-olds.
Yep.
That's
it's going to be all right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson off today. He is off to Charlotte. He is going to officiate a wedding today.
No big deal.
He's going to marry someone today.
It's so
His sister-in-law is getting married, so he is down there.
He's very well prepared and prepped.
Yeah.
He worked very hard on his officiant speech.
So you say that he finished it yesterday.
He finished it, he sent it off, and it was approved.
Okay.
Is what he said.
Okay. Do you believe him?
Yeah.
I can't wait. We're going to talk to him on Monday and find out how it all went.
I'm
sure
excited.
It'll be great. But in any event, right now it is Friday, so that means new music and a trip to the Judgment Zone.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
Right. That intro is really growing on me.
I love it so much. I'm going to turn over the mic to our resident musical file, Annie Dow.
Thank you very much. We're going to kick it off with M. Byhold. The song is called Too Precious. If you don't recognize M's name yet, something tells me you will pretty soon. So her song, Numb Little Bug, it actually just went gold. This is what it sounds like if you don't remember.
Get a little bit tired of life, like you're not really happy, but
it's a banger.
Die,
like just speaks right to my brain.
It's a good singing in the car song, too.
It really is.
Do it. Couple times a week.
Mind you, she wrote this living in her parents' house, in her bedroom. Like, has barely ever sang in front of anyone, just played Brighton Music Hall.
She's going to be big.
23-year-old dropped the song Too Precious, and the lyrics are all about not conforming into what someone else wants. So think Danny and Sandy. You don't have to wear leather and smoke cigarettes to be loved.
Maybe we'd be friends, but it's too hard when I can't blend into your world. Not that. You're wishing that I was more reckless. You're wishing that I would smoke till I'm high and play with the guys, regret this. You're wishing that I was more trouble. Sorry for being a struggle. I do what I want and may not be your type. Sorry, I can't be a person you like.
Love it.
Love it. She just has something about her. You want to root for her.
She just seems to speak to what you're thinking about.
Right. Mm-hmm. Especially at that age.
Yeah.
You know, you feel weird. You don't really know.
I still feel that way. So you know what I mean?
Very true.
There's so many party songs. Excuse me. There's not enough songs about being an introvert.
Introverts
need more bangers.
Very true, Dan.
There's a whole class of people waiting for songs like that.
Introverts unite.
I want to stay home and not go to the party. Where's my song?
Well, speaking of people that are not introverts, Miss Diana Ross featuring Tame Impala. The song is called Turn Up the Sunshine. So if you had Diana Ross teaming up with Tame Impala for a Minions movie song on your 2022 bingo card, you win the whole year. I'm just going to say it. This is the first single off the star-studded soundtrack for Minions, The Rise of Gru. It was produced by Jack Antonoff. We were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
He produces everything.
He really does. And the soundtrack has Bleachers, it has Phoebe Bridgers, a bunch of people. That's not going to come out until next year. But Diana Ross is actually set to perform at Glastonbury next month in the coveted Legend slot, which she deserves.
Okay.
And maybe we'll hear this song.
Let's do it.
I love how the whole soundtrack is just going to have that 70s feel. Everyone's like, you're going to be grooving in your seats.
That's a hard pass for me.
Really?
Damn.
I like Diana Ross, and I love happy, upbeat songs, but that's not a good happy, upbeat song.
Oh. Interesting.
That's just not a good song.
Interesting.
Turn up the sun. Nope.
Oh. I mean, I would personally like to turn up the sunshine, and I would do anything for Miss Diana Ross. So.
Listen, I love a good top-down warm weather song, but that's not the one I'm playing.
That's not it for you. And next up, we have Carrie Underwood. The song is called She Don't Know. If writing songs about cheating was an Olympic sport, Miss Carrie would take the gold every single time.
For being such a happy, happy marriage, too.
Forever. And, like, kids and the whole thing. Yeah.
Somebody heard her when she was, like, 17, and she's just bringing out every last ounce.
She'll never forget. This song is a lot like that scene in Friends when everyone's finding out that Chandler and Monica are together, and they're like, they don't know that we know that they know that we know. That's pretty much what the lyrics of this song are. So, the country superstar, she released her album Denim and Rhinestones, if you haven't heard it. That came out last month, April 8th. She is hitting the road. She's going to be at the Garden February 17th of next year. Here's the song.
Yeah, and she's the reason. He'll tell me he's working late, and I'll go home and cook him.
And she's like, yep, that's it.
You can have him. Ta-da.
I'm here for it.
Like, she just gets it. And last but certainly not least, we have Mr. Harry Styles. The song is called Late Night Talking. The time has finally come. Harry's house trapped at midnight. I can hear the 15-year-old girl screams, and along with Carson's probably. Harry first debuted this song at Coachella. It's full of that 70s vibe, and rumor has it the song was written about his partner while he was on tour.
Olivia Wilde, if you're following along at home.
Harry fans will hear it tonight at the USB Arena. Here it is, Late Night Talking. I can't wait to see this boy in some outfit tonight, jumping around on stage singing that song.
Do you have your fit planned, Annie?
Of course I do. Yeah. Of course I do. You have to step out for Harry Styles.
All right. So that was M. Byhold.
Yep.
We had Carrie Underwood. We had one Diana Ross. And we had Harry Styles. So which one was your favorite? We'd love to hear. 617-931-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's Star Market. Johnny Depp's defamation suit against Amber Heard continued yesterday. We heard from several witnesses, including Ellen Barkin, his former agent and her former lawyer. Here are the highlights. Ellen said that she and Johnny had a fling when they did the movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. She described him as jealous and controlling and that he threw a wine bottle at her.
A fight was going on.
Between you and Mr. Depp?
No.
Who was the fight between?
Between Johnny Depp and his friends in the room, the assistant. Honestly, I don't remember.
She looked like she did not want to be there.
Yeah.
At all.
You can tell by her voice.
Yeah. Tracy Jacobs was Johnny's agent for 30 years before he let her go in 2016. Her deposition was played for the courtroom. According to her testimony, his career was waning due to his unprofessional behavior long before Amber's op-ed was ever published. She said that the last 10 years of their working relationship was complicated because he was showing up late to set consistently on virtually every movie. I would get yelled at. I never said to him, you're a difficult client. I never used those words, but I was very honest with him and said, you've got to stop doing this. This is hurting you. And it did.
Wow.
For the record, the judge has given each side 61 hours and 15 minutes to present their cases.
Holy smokes.
So Johnny's side has 18 and a half hours left. Amber's has 8 hours and 14 minutes left.
How is there any more?
I don't know that they'll use it all, but let's just say.
So I feel like it's going on for a while.
Yeah. There will be a break today, and the trial will resume on Monday. I just wish it would get
It
over.
Gets to a point, it's like, how much bad things can you hear?
Right.
It really is ugly on both of their sides. Like, there isn't a winner.
No.
Here.
No.
Selena Gomez teamed with First Lady Dr. Jill Biden for a mental health event at the White House this week, where Selena opened up about her mental health struggles. She said, I heard a phrase recently that I really like. The mentionable becomes the manageable. I felt like once I found out what was going on mentally, I found there was more freedom for me to be okay with that. Because I was learning about it, and talking about your own journey helps. It is a topic that should be talked about freely without shame. She hopes by being so open about her own struggles, she can help others feel less alone and find the help that they need, which is honestly, she says, all I want. And I just quickly want to selfishly take a moment to thank everyone for understanding me being gone yesterday. I was at the Samaritan's Breakfast for Hope, which is our big fundraiser of the year. I'm on the board there. It was our first live meeting since 2019. Raised, we are now about 100,000 away from our goal. So we're at $700,000 right now.
Wow.
that help the amazing work that Samaritan's done to help suicide prevention and to help those who have lost someone. So thank you for everybody who's supporting me and understand that I wasn't here yesterday.
We saw you after the show briefly and you were like floating.
It was a day.
You were walking.
I haven't
on.
Seen you that happy in a long time.
It was a day. My heart is still so very full. So again, thanks so much. And thanks to my boss for getting it. It means a lot. And Adam Sandler gave the commencement speech at Tisch School of the Arts in New York University this week.
Yeah, he sure did.
Oh, sorry. Sandler dedicated a portion of his speech to the parents in the crowd, including none other than one Martin Scorsese. Here's what he said.
Parents, listen to me. You guys really messed up. You might be supporting these kids for a very long time. They are not leaving. They are not leaving the nest anytime soon. This is a tough business they chose, but there's still time to talk them out of it. I'm trying to talk my kids out of showbiz, and they know Adam Sandler.
That's what I tell people about radio all the time. I was like, don't do it.
I know.
He then offered us a piece of advice to any mom or dad who still wants to be intimate in their house ever again. Somehow slip your kid's headshot to Mr. Martin Scorsese before the event ends. He'll love it, I promise. And don't take no for an answer. That's how Leo's mom did it.
I'm amazed Martin Scorsese has a kid graduating college.
I know, that's crazy.
Because isn't he 106?
I feel
I
like...
I'd say he's 106.
He's pushing.
Almost up daisies.
Wow.
Tough crowd.
Just saying, 22.
All right, guys, coming up. Well, they'll be financially taken care of.
Yeah. That's true.
So those Hollywood men are prolific well into their 60s.
You know, it's the hell of the nature of it all.
It's very true.
We're old and crusty by 40. They can do whatever they want.
Yep.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, she's back.
Yep.
How do you think that went?
I think it did good.
I'm excited.
It's Kennedy's Impossible Parody. We gave her 10 minutes to write, record, and produce an original parody song. We didn't tell her what it was beforehand. Let's get to Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
And now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject. And we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is. Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
So in case you missed it earlier in the week, a couple local stand-up comedians, Will Noonan and Andrew De La Vope, they have a podcast called The Soft Boys. And one Kennedy Elsie came up in their podcast.
She sure did.
And here is what they said.
Hey. Hello. Let me ask you this.
What's up? Welcome to Soft Boys.
Welcome to Soft Boys. Is there anything a woman, or I guess for you, a man can do where like it takes their hotness up like 1,000 notches, like automatically?
Definitely. Playing an instrument or singing well.
Dude, Kennedy from Carson to Kennedy, right? She's obviously attractive,
yeah,
whatever.
Sexy.
Sexy, yeah. Ooh. She was singing. I don't even think it was particularly well.
Whoa, I guessed it?
Yeah.
Wait. That was not pre-planned.
Specifically singing for me.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. She was singing a parody of Let It Go, but about Carson losing his coffee cup. And I was like, I might need to pull this car over.
Wow.
I couldn't believe how gripped I was by this.
You're dead on.
So you're a sex symbol, but you can't sing very well.
It's the singing not very well that was the record scratch for me. That was like, what? Bet you're wondering how we got here.
So what did you bring us?
All right, so to the tune of Lizzo's Good As Hell, I give you Singing Good As Hell.
He called me sexy, then he failed. Baby, how you singing? Singing good as hell. Woo! Sexy, then he failed. Baby, how you singing? Singing good as hell. Woo, child. I heard it on a podcast. Two men called Soft Boys started chatting. Yes, Lord, they called me sexy real fast. How did it make me feel? Well, I'm glad that you asked. I don't take compliments well. It made me feel a way, I'm sure you could tell. It's what they said next, it really rang a bell. They said I can't sing, I said, what the hell? This doesn't sit well with your girl. So let me just give this a whirl. He called me sexy, then he failed.
We call that the clapback of the century, ladies and gentlemen.
Say my girl can't sing again.
Say it one more time.
That was amazing, Kennedy.
Oh, you absolutely crushed it. That's going to be in my head for the rest of the day. Thank you very much.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.